From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has called an emergency meeting to address shootings at a shopping mall in Munich that left 10 people dead, including the attacker. George Washington University scholar Stephen Biddle tells VOA the attack had similarities to one which might be carried out by the Islamic State.
A mass killing in a country like Germany that doesn't see a lot of this, especially with firearms, and which may or may not have something to do with some internet postings recently suggesting that individuals might be doing something like this in Germany. It just looks like part of a trend that we've seen ongoing in other places recently, and it's for that reason quite suggestive.
The U.S. declared the shootings were an apparent terrorist attack that must be condemned. In U.S. politics, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has named Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as her vice presidential running mate. Kaine is a veteran Democratic politician, a moderate who observers say has the potential to attract voters repelled by Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and those who may not embrace Clinton. Kaine recently spoke on NBC's Meet the Press about the anger among American voters.
Are there reasons for people to be upset and angry? Sure. At Washington, at the economy, there's all kinds of challenges we have. But leaders got to speak to the best in people, and especially in our country. Let's talk about here. We got to have people who know how to bring us together. And you know I'm a strong supporter of Secretary Clinton, and that's one of the many reasons that I'm a supporter of her.
And before her announcement of Kaine as her running mate, Clinton made an appearance, a campaign appearance, and said that Mr. Trump offers only anger and resentment and no solutions to America's problems. This is VOA News. President Obama says the U.S. had no knowledge of or involvement in last week's coup attempt in Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused U.S.-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen or his followers of being behind the failed bid to take over the Turkish government July the 15th. Mr. Obama said Friday any reports that the United States was involved in the planning of the attack are false. He said he told President Erdogan that earlier in the week in a telephone conversation. In the aftermath of the failed coup, Turkish officials say they have now detained 10,400 people in connection with the coup attempt. The International Organization for Migration is reporting that nearly 3,000 refugees and migrants crossing the Mediterranean Sea to Europe have died so far this year. Most of these deaths have occurred along the dangerous route from North Africa to Italy. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA having such a large number of migrants die at sea is alarming.
It's also very important to note that we are approaching the 250,000 arrival mark. Last year, we didn't hit 3,000 until almost 1 million people had come. So to have 3,000 with a quarter of that number is an indicator of just how lethal this passage has been.
Melman says that refugees and migrant flows from Turkey to Greece have almost disappeared, so he says most of the sea traffic and fatalities are now occurring among some Saharan Africans making the journey from North Africa to Italy. He tells VOA about 20 migrants are dying every day in the Mediterranean. China has taken the first step to claim compensation from air polluters after a court in Shandong province ruled to impose an unprecedented penalty on a local glass manufacturer for toxic emissions. Dirty air in China is killing 4,000 people a day, according to estimates released by Berkeley Earth late last year. Li Xiu is a senior global policy advisor on climate change at Greenpeace East Asia.
We are talking about the 800-pound gorilla in the room. This is the largest greenhouse gas emitter in the world. I think everybody realized, not only for the sake of climate change, but also for air pollution, very local environmental problems, we need coal consumption to go down even further and more rapidly.
There have been a cut in the last 2 years in coal consumption, which contributes to 80% of China's carbon dioxide emissions. Greenpeace says China's carbon dioxide emissions fell by 1-2% in 2015. Get more news at voanews.com and as always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.